to any of you that I've had a chance to talk with or at in the last few days, you know that I'm very interested in the long poem as a very exciting medium and part of the whole process of the shaping of American poetry right now. And I'm not entirely sure that I believe that the long poems that we work on can be a complete success, or that they'll ever be as good as our short poems, but I'm very deeply tied up in trying to continue on that process of creating the long poem. But because I get so involved in this, I've periodically set for myself the task of writing some short poems also, because I feel that that's the way one sharpens his tools, because short poems each point themselves at some different aspect of the language. So I'd like to read you five short poems now called Five Love Poems. Preface to reading a long poem. For Tony in a bar. I wish I were a smoker when I see a girl whose hair is as dark as a locust pod bend her head, put her white hand, not the tree's white flower, but a peeled, blanched twig, on your wrist to steady the light you are holding for her cigarette. I do not smoke. A lover disregards names. Do people live up to their names? Yours is Anthony. Fortunately, you don't know anyone named Cleopatra. If you did, we would find out if people live up to their names. I would love you whatever your name was, even if it were Spoon or Stone or Pig Shit. Fishing. I found a fish and threw it on the moon, hoping it would swim and trace the sky with bright paths, salmon, trout, freshwater bass. I would look up at night, some night when you were busy and couldn't come home, and think of fishing. Then in my imaginary map, I would trace the deep wet spots where you would be, and not worry, alone, knowing that fishing even on the moon is a calm and solitary sport. Someday, I would work up my courage and ask you to take me with you, as I cannot do when you are just out in bars with friends. My fish is sweet and pink and fresh as northern salmon. I will sing and trace him new waterways. Comparisons. When you are with me, it is a completion, like ink for a fountain pen, and a satisfaction, like pissing when you really have to go. And the last one is called Speaking to Someone I Love by Telephone. Time separates us as my face cannot touch the real pillow, the thread, thickness of case between my head and it.